sense. What she now calls her talent master key. Not something she learned from a book. Something that was always inside her, waiting to be remembered. You'll see this pattern again and again. Deb, a gifted coach and intuitive, spent decades absorbing the pain of others. As a child, she felt everything. The anger in her home, the unspoken tension in the room, and internalized it all. I always believed my self-worth issues came from my inability to receive, she says, but they were triggered by the fear of humiliation. Like so many of us, she wasn't born broken. She was conditioned to believe that being sensitive was a weakness. It wasn't until she confronted the dark corners of her past, what she calls the basement where the shadows dwell, that she began to reclaim her identity and power. Not by becoming someone else, but by unbecoming the stories she had inherited. Robin had a stable job in finance. She followed the rules, played it safe, and did what was expected. Then she was made redundant, twice. Each time, she felt like the universe had pulled the rug out from under her. But those painful interruptions, they were invitations. Invitations to stop existing and start living. She pivoted. She coached. She found purpose in helping other women rediscover their own voice. It wasn't just about finding another job, she writes. It was about recognizing my worth. Christos was doing everything he could to rise above a broken childhood, but no matter what he achieved, relationships, money, movement, it felt like something was always pulling him back. He didn't just have to change his job or habits. He had to rewrite his belief system from scratch. He made that choice, and his entire life began to realign. Chris Wilson, a former aerospace executive, wasn't broken. He was simply out of alignment. What he lacked wasn't intelligence or work ethic. It was clarity. Once he understood how to decode his internal blocks, a fuzzy vision, a backlog of self-doubt, and a missing plan, he accelerated forward in a way he never thought possible. This is what we've forgotten in the modern world. Success is not about doing more. It's about aligning more. Alignment starts with honesty. You're probably closer than you think. Sometimes, the cracks in the foundation, the loss, the divorce, the burnout, the diagnosis, aren't there to destroy you. How do you move forward from here? The answer lies in what you've overlooked, the thing that's been quietly with you all along, the part of you that's been patiently waiting to be activated. Chapter 1. The Talent Master Key. Discover, activate, and monetize your true talents. Karen Cutler. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Mark Twain. What have you built in your life? What accomplishments are you proud of? I have built businesses, helped people secure financial freedom, navigated complex property deals. From the outside, my life looked like a series of successes. Yet, deep inside, something was missing. It was late at night, my desk covered in scribbled notes, contracts, and half-finished plans. I had spent years chasing progress, achievements, working harder, reaching new milestones, always moving forward. But a single, unshakable question haunted me. Is this really what I'm meant to be doing? And like this? I had checked all the right boxes. Loving family, church, self-development, higher and wider education, career, income, and investment. Yet, I felt a pull towards something greater, something more aligned with who I truly was. Then it hit me. I wasn't alone in this. The same frustration was in people around me. Students, brilliant professionals, ambitious entrepreneurs, stay-at-home parents, some re-entering the workforce, facing the same four struggles. 1. A lack of confidence. Despite their intelligence and successful experience, they still question their own worth, hesitant to step forward. 2. Disconnected from their hidden, inherent talents. They had capabilities they had never recognized, so not living a fulfilling life. 3. A deep uncertainty about their true purpose. Working jobs or running businesses, many stuck in cycles they didn't like.